I'm Duarte Geraldino. Tanzina Vega is off, and you're listening to The Takeaway. If you're not getting paid by the hour, then you know someone who is. And as the coronavirus spreads, hourly workers are facing tough questions about staying healthy while trying to make a living.
You would honestly just have to call around and see if anyone could cover your shift.
Meet Alexandra Bent. Today she lives in Los Angeles, where she's a front-of-the-house manager at a restaurant. But for years, she worked in hospitality in North Carolina. She says it used to get really tough for her when she got sick and needed to take time off from her hourly restaurant job.
If you were lucky enough, you know, talk to your workplace and hope that they can either help you get covered or understand that you're calling out. But there's not really any kind of system or support to help, you know, make that happen or to help people get taken care of when they are having to call out of work. There's no paid sick days at all.
And as you know, she's not alone. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are hourly employees. So how does it work out if you have to take a sick day?
You don't work that day. And if you're an hourly worker, which almost all of us in the restaurant industry are, you don't make money that day. And that can be really detrimental for people if you're in a situation where you have kids to take care of, you have debt you've taken on, if you're sending money back home to anyone else in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, you lose that, which can be really, really rough.
I asked Alexandra whether pressure to work is coming from the management directly or if it's just understood.
A little bit of both. It's kind of something that's just understood. Management's usually clear about how to, you know, call out about things. I mean, every restaurant has the, you know, OSHA posters that let you know that if you have these health things going on, that you're not allowed to work and that you do have to call out. But not, at least in my experience, most restaurants don't, you don't get that time paid for at all. So if you do get sick and have to call out, you just have to call out and hope for the best.
So you walk into the restaurant and you see these big old posters that say that if you are feeling this way, if you have any visible signs of sickness, you have to call out sick, and yet you're not going to get paid. So do you have any incentive to actually call out sick?
No, there's none. Essentially, most of us have the experience where if there's a sickness going around, like a little cold, it's kind of understood that you stay as physically distant from your coworkers as possible, but you know that you might just end up getting the little cold. But if you have bills to pay, which we literally all do, there's absolutely no incentive for not being at work.
And you've seen people come in sick to a restaurant where food is served, where there are vegetables, where anyone could sneeze on it. You've seen this.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've seen people, you know, not come in because they were really ill and I didn't even see them at their worst. But I've definitely seen people come in and they're still working through a cold, still working through something. And they, you know, they're showing up to work because they don't feel that they feel bad enough to justify losing the money that they would lose if they had to call out.
Your personal situation. How bad do you have to feel before you say, I just can't afford to try to earn this money today?
I mean, I just have to not be able to physically stand or carry on a conversation. That's my main thing. As long as I can, you know, get up and move and I can carry on a conversation. And, you know, if it's like a cold and I know that I'm dealing with a lot of mucus or anything and that would prevent me from a conversation, then yeah, I would have to call out at that time.
Have you ever gone to work in pain?
Oh yeah, but we're always in pain in the restaurant. It's a really physical job. So there's a lot of lifting things. There's a lot of running around. You know, for people who work in the kitchen and the ovens, you're working with really hot equipment. You're working with really sharp equipment. My fiance has been a chef for a little over 10 years, and he's got a ton of scars from various burns that he's gotten working in the kitchen. But there's always room for injury or illness in this business, unfortunately.
Yeah, but there's not really room to call off sick. What about in California? How are things different there?
So California has apparently just done a bunch of changes to make it a really employee-friendly state, which is obviously completely different coming from North Carolina. But you have to give 48 hours of paid sick leave to your employees. So for most of us who work shifts that are an average of like 5 to 6 hours, you know, you're able to call, you have maybe like 5 or 6 shifts that are covered. So if you call out the day that you come back, you just fill out the paperwork and your supervising manager signs it and, you know, approves it. And then once it's past that, it's up to the business whether they are going to approve or deny that paid sick time. But you at least get some days in there, which is incredible coming from where I'm from, which is literally no paid sick days.
So how do restaurant owners, managers in California feel about these new laws? Are they encouraging employees to use the sick days when they feel unwell, or are they not?
I don't really know how it is in general, just because I'm honestly still so new here. I mean, for the most part, most business owners tend to lean towards the side of wanting to make as much money as possible and spend as little as money as possible. So I would say for the most part, they're probably not encouraging that people use it. I mean, it's different right now with the unfortunate risk of coronavirus. You know, we had the handouts given out at my workplace recently, and everyone's been told to really monitor their health and their symptoms. And, you know, right now people are a little bit more encouraged that if you have to call out, please do. But I think hopefully there seems to be a bit more of a change in restaurants in general, that management is trying to take care of their employees more and be, you know, concerned with their overall well-being, and hopefully making sure that we take care of ourselves in the very like real medical sense becomes a more common thing.
Thank you so much, Alexandra Bent, for joining us from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Alexandra Bent is front of the house manager at a restaurant in LA. She spent years as an hourly worker in restaurants in North Carolina. Saru Jayaraman is the author of Behind the Kitchen Door. She closely monitors the legal landscape for restaurant workers. She's also president of One Fair Wage. That organization fights for a full minimum wage for all workers. Now, most healthcare officials urge you to stay home when you're sick, but Saru told me that's just not realistic for restaurant workers.
Absolutely not. Outside of New York City and several other cities that have passed earned sick leave ordinances, 90% of restaurant workers across America don't have the ability to take a day off when they're sick. They're not paid when they're sick. And so that means that they have to go to work. And on top of that, unfortunately, in our country, we have a sub-minimum wage for tipped workers. It's $2.13 an hour at the federal level. A majority of restaurant workers have to go to work to get those tips. They have no choice. Even if they have paid sick leave, they still have to get to work to get those tips. This is the largest and fastest growing industry with the lowest wages. They have no choice but to go to work when they're sick.
Does that fact impact their risk of getting sick on the job?
It doesn't just mean they're at higher risk. It means all of us are at higher risk, because 70% of foodborne illness can be traced back to sick food service workers. The CDC has reported this. We've put out various studies funded by the National Institute for Health. It's quite well known that foodborne illness comes largely from sick restaurant workers. And norovirus in particular, the CDC has noted, comes from sick restaurant workers. And so we are very worried about the spread of disease already. You know, I remember we did a huge study funded by the National Institute for Health, and we interviewed employers across New York City. And one of them said, and I'll never forget this, he said, well, everybody knows it. It's common knowledge that we as the restaurant industry single-handedly spread the flu during this flu season. We're the reason that the flu spreads during the flu season. And it's because workers come to work when they're sick. And of course, they're spreading it through cooking and serving the food. So you can only imagine if that's true for flu, with a virus as spreadable, as communicable as coronavirus, we're in real danger by not providing these workers the ability to stay home when they're sick.
So are large chain restaurants any better at providing sick leave than, say, small independent shops to workers?
Absolutely not. In fact, the chains are largely responsible for why the system is as it is. They belong to and lead the National Restaurant Association, which we call the other NRA. It represents all the chains, and they've been the ones primarily pouring millions of dollars into stopping earned sick leave ordinances around the country and keeping the minimum wage at $2.13 at the federal level, keeping the sub-minimum wage in states like New York. The Restaurant Association has been, you know, engaged in really severe lobbying, and the chains lead that. So no, the chains are no better. And in fact, I would say they're more responsible for the situation.
Last week, Chipotle settled with a worker in New York who was illegally fired for taking a sick day. Can you tell us more about that particular case?
Yeah, it's unfortunately all too common. I've seen it over 20 years working in the restaurant industry, working with low-wage restaurant workers. I've just seen it so many times that a worker calls in saying, you know, I'm sick, I don't want to get others sick, and they say, come in or you'll be fired. I mean, there have been hepatitis outbreaks as a result of workers not being able to take a day off when sick. There have been, as I said, norovirus outbreaks. I mean, there's so much evidence that foodborne illnesses spread, as I said, even from the CDC, because these workers are going to work when they're sick. It's just all too common. And part of the issue is that employers, they rely on people on a certain shift, and rather than creating a situation where somebody else could come in their place, they say you either come in or you're fired. There's an expectation that you come in when you're sick in our industry. Beyond the horrible legal situation of having a sub-minimum wage, being forced to live off of tips, not getting in most places a paid sick day, an earned sick day, on top of all of that, there is a certain kind of culture of our industry, machismo in our industry, that you bite the bullet. You go to work when you're sick. You don't stay home. That's just what you do.
So, you know, what advice would you give to people who are dining at these restaurants? What can we do to protect ourselves if you just want a meal? You don't want a virus with that order.
I think it's time for all of us as consumers to demand that restaurants pay their workers and treat them well and provide the ability for these workers to take a day off when they're sick, and also demand from our legislators that they require the industry to provide paid sick leave and provide these workers with a full minimum wage so they don't have to go to work to get those tips even when they're sick. So the best thing that we can do as diners is to demand this from our employers. So we have an app called the ROC National Diners Guide, and it tells you which restaurants provide paid sick leave. You can use that, or you could just go into your favorite restaurant and ask, does this establishment make sure that workers get a full minimum wage with tips on top? Does this establishment provide paid sick leave, you know, pay workers to take the day off, a full minimum wage?
How are conditions for workers in states with stronger minimum wage? Are they less likely to get sick, less likely to transmit some virus to diners?
So I would argue that while we're seeing coronavirus in almost every state now, I think what we're really talking about is preventing the spread of this through food service, through foodborne illness. And that is where we would strongly, strongly urge the state of New York, other states, to really look at paying these workers a full minimum wage and ensuring that they all have paid sick leave. I mean, it is the most important thing we can do if we want to stop the spread of coronavirus through food service.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, Saru Jayaraman, president of One Fair Wage.
Sure. Thank you so much.
We reached out to the National Restaurant Association for a response, and Sean Kennedy, who is Executive Vice President of Public Affairs, told us, quote, all workers are entitled by law to be paid minimum wage, period. He also said coronavirus has a unique quarantine and recovery period that transcends the traditional policy debate surrounding paid sick leave. He went on to say, tackling this challenge requires that employees, businesses, and government officials come together and follow proven procedures proven to protect the health of employees, customers, and communities. Now, if you want to read it for yourself, we've posted the National Restaurant Association's full comment on our website at thetakeaway.org. Now, we've also heard from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Hi, this is Suzanne from East Jordan, Michigan. And I'm more concerned for my daughter and her husband, who happen to work in the parks, amusement parks in Orlando. I'm pretty sure China's already shut down Disney there. Japan is probably about to do the same, given that they are closing all the schools. It's just a matter of time before the California and Florida parks are affected.
Hi, my name is Lauren Gilbert Smith. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I'm an hourly rate employee with no benefits. When the schools are closed, I do not get paid. I will fall behind in my bills if the schools are forced to close because of an outbreak of the virus.
This is Chris calling from San Diego. I'm a small business owner. Part of my supply chain is in China, and one of my markets is large public events. So yes, I'm concerned about the coronavirus, as this is a potential double squeeze for us.
You, an hourly worker whose wages could be affected by the coronavirus, share your story at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 1-877-869-8253. It's The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. Stick with us.
Want to bring The Takeaway with you on the go? Subscribe to The Takeaway as a podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.